Hello to all my lovely people and welcome to the blog. happy Monday. Today I am talking about no stress and no tomfoolery. So let's get this thing started. First things first, if this is your first time stopping by Life by Waiitha, I am Waiitha. I'm glad you stopped by, and I hope you consider subscribing and becoming one of the family. If you're already a part of the family, welcome back. Thank you for coming. Welcome, welcome. So, like I said, happy Monday, happy President's Day, and happy Black History Month. This month is almost over. Happy Black History Month. We can't just let that scoot by. But anyway, so this week, kind of sort of stressful. I'm down to really 1 week before the move. And I would say the state that I am in, because I'm dealing with the owner, I am trying really hard to be gracious because I'm thankful for the opportunities that have come my way. I am trying to be patient with all of the emails that were coming, and I'm trying to be accommodating to her real estate agent. However, everyone has a breaking point and everyone has a threshold, and I think that My cup is about to spill over. Man, this week was a test of that, because it actually started. Let me roll back. So it actually started last week and it spilled over into this week, which I'm about to get into. At this point, I am 70% packed, and everything else will be taken by hand little by little, because it's either too awkward or too heavy to put in a box, just to break down that box and give that box away to somebody else. So right now it's just the things. All we have out is what we use every day, and that stuff will go last anyway. What is all packed away is stuff that we are not currently using, that don't get used on a daily basis. So with that said, here we go. I am talking about the tomfoolery of others and almost hitting a breaking point. I mean, trust me, I was at my threshold, and I figure once my cup run is over, something gonna come out and people gonna hear what they don't want to hear. But it deserves to be heard. But we don't want to get, well, I don't, this is not supposed to be ugly. It's uncomfortable, but it's not supposed to be ugly. Again, I would consider this week to be a test of patience, because I dealt with all things. So first we're going to get into a little story time. Then we're at the home stretch of this move and making plans. So story time, teeny bit of backstory. I live in a condo. I rent my condo. And the owner previously tried to sell, I want to say after I was 3 years in. But when she had a real estate agent come out and take a look at the property, not just this unit, but the property and everything else, and compare the comps, they told her that you're lucky to have a tenant, because there are too many short sales and foreclosures in this building for you to be able to recoup the money that you spent. Here we are, 7 years later, and she decides that she wants to sell. I don't fault her for wanting to sell. It's just the way that she went about it. October 2019, crickets. November 2019, crickets. And around this time, I've gotten a new oven. I've gotten a new vanity. I'm making kitchen updates. I'm doing all of this stuff. Second week of January, I think I want to sell. I want to have some people look at it. Third third week, I'm not working with that agent, I'm working with this agent, he wants to come out. The beginning of February, well, I'm definitely selling. I actually had to send her a message to ask, is this definite? So this means you're selling, right? So how long do I have, because you have not even given me really 30 days to go out and find something. Now, at this point, because I have been planning to buy a home, there's no way I can buy a home in 30 days. I'm not going to rush that process. So at best, I was looking for something that I can rent for another 2 years while I prepared myself to purchase. Bottom line with that. Now, her real estate agent has been out 3 times, and this is where it gets a little funny. He came out the first time to walk around and tour the unit. I pointed out things. He took notes. He took video for her because she said she didn't remember what it looked like. Then that's another thing. When you rent from someone who doesn't live in the same state as you, but you're in another state and they don't know what anything looks like, even after all the pictures I've shown her, she said she doesn't remember. But we're going to let that go. So he came out and he did an initial whatever. And then I didn't hear anything for, mind you, now we're in, I want to say the first week of February, he came out to look at it, did a video to show her. On the second week of February, which are we really in? Okay, backtrack. The last week of January, he came out. The first week of February, he had contractors come out, but they really weren't contractors. They were designers. So it was a vendor to come out and pick out colors. And I think I talked about that. Now, where this bumpy ride starts is after he came out with the contractors, that was like, I don't know, maybe on a Thursday. Sunday, I get another email message saying, I need to come out again and assess. And what popped into my head was like, no. It's in truth. No. That's what came out of my head. I had to sit and marinate on that, because the first time you came out and the second time you came out is when you should have done everything. So you're coming out on an evening where I've got boxes and crap everywhere. I can't really clean or do anything. We're maneuvering around stuff. So if it's difficult for us, damn, it's going to be difficult for you. So he comes out, he takes a look, he takes some pictures, he does some more stuff. He's asking me questions that he's really already, I mean, what you want me to do, bruh, when I got stuff up in here? I don't, anyway, upon him leaving, we discussed how I would turn in the keys, and he would set up a lockbox, all those wonderful things. And then I said, well, you know, once I get everything out, I'll do a surface clean and you should be all set. He said, okay. Pause. And I say pause because this is what happens when you don't pay attention that the mic you are profoundly pouring your heart out to has come unplugged. So y'all, I recorded this to a certain point, went back to go listen to it, and when I saw that I just poured out my little heart, but none of it was here, woo, sigh. Okay, so now I'm going to go back from where I'm going to try to recreate this as best I can. It was so much emotion in that. It just really was. So here we go again, as best I can. Okay, so I'm thinking, right, we're back on that day. So I'm thinking that after he meets with me, that he's going to give her a report of everything, because he couldn't get out of my door fast enough. Wednesday evening. Fast forward to Thursday. And I'm pretty sure I read that email at work. Thursday, I get an email from the owner. And, you know, it kind of goes like this. Hello, Waitha. I was wondering, I know that I said that I was giving you till March 1st, 5 p.m. Side note, this isn't an email from her in writing that we have both agreed to. But I was wondering if you would be moved out any sooner because the real estate agent and I want to do a virtual chat and walkthrough. Oh, and by the way, are you doing anything to prep the unit? Okay, that's silence right there because I was hot. When I say hot, I mean I was hot. I was so freaking angry. And I'm saying a substitute word for what I really said. Because let me tell you, I was boiling. You hear me? Boiling. I can't stress that enough. Okay, first of all, where do I begin? First of all, you told me March 1st. You set that date. Why? Because law dictates that you have to give me 30 days. You set the date of 30 days. Now you want to know if I'm going to be out earlier so you and your real estate agent can do a walkthrough. No, I am not. My response to her went something like this, and I had to sit on it. I had to marinate on it for a little while. Because if I had have answered her right when she answered me, it wouldn't have come out right. It would have been all wrong. And I also let my daughter read what I sent her because it was about to be all kinds of jacked up. And my response was no, period. I will not be out sooner than March 1st. I could not get people to, I've scheduled, I didn't say that. I said something like, I've already coordinated schedules and it was hard enough as it was to get everybody to agree to a date to move me. So that is the date that I am moving. Second sentence, as far as doing a surface clean and patching my little nail holes, that is what will be done. Again, this is what I told bruh before he left, which lets me further know that either you're not telling her anything or she's like doing some P-H-I-S-I-N-G fishing to try to find out if I'm going to be out any earlier because what he said to me while I was here, so you're going to be able to start moving stuff soon, right? And I'm like, no. So what day do you think you're going to move out? Probably the 29th or the 1st. I've got my people for that day. So it's like you all are doing some behind the scenes. That's some tomfoolery. That's something that you two are doing without my knowledge because you're trying to fish to see if I'm going to be out sooner when that was the date you gave me and that is the date I have. So no, hell no, you cannot do anything before that date. Deal with it. And the other question that has me rubbing my chin right now, what other prep would I be doing for you to sell your unit? It's not mine, it's yours. What prep do I need to do? It's going to get a surface clean. In fact, the state of Virginia's, the renter laws state that it only has to be broom clean. So you are getting a general surface clean. You're going to come in and prime and paint, replace the carpet and the flooring. So what exactly do you think that I am going to do? Yo, y'all, fam, I'm telling you, that worked my nerves like it was nobody's business. That was last Thursday. So I had a doctor's appointment on Friday. So I carried that baggage around. I've been carrying that baggage around all weekend. But as a side note, though, if she wanted to really sell the unit, she could have sold it at any time, as a rental property, which a rental property already with a tenant in it. So if she was really savvy and thinking the way anyone thinks who wants to recoup their money and get it back, she could have sold this unit as a rental property with me in it and even advertised you already have a long-term tenant. How about that? But you know what? That's not the route that she decided to go, because I don't think we're really thinking. But again, it is what it is. I carry that baggage around all this week because I'm getting my dates confused, because they're making me crazy. So I'm getting my dates confused. So I carry that baggage around all week long. I am trying my best to be a good person and not take it to where I know it can go, because this is the person that gave me a very good reference for where I'm going. And Lord knows I appreciate that. I really do. But the type of stuff you're doing now is overreaching. I feel like you're kind of trying to take advantage and step in and overreach. And I don't mean no harm. And to anyone out there who sells real estate, he got one job. You got one job. His job is to sell her property. Damn me, damn anything else. He doesn't really give a damn about me. His job, he works for her. His job is to sell her property by any and all means. And that's good for them. I wish you all the best in your endeavors, but do not encroach and overreach and come in on my lane. Look, you stay in your lane, I'ma stay in mine. I really did not appreciate that. After everything that has gone down and everything that has happened, I'm moving on now because I'm in the home stretch, and I literally only have one more week to go. I am 70% packed in that 1 week, because everything else, like I said, is, well, I'm thinking that I said it out, y'all. I don't know if this was before or after my mic came unplugged, but I'm gonna say it again. What I have left are things that I am using, excuse me, and those things can be carried up by hand. What is all packed and ready to roll is decorations and housewares and stuff that I don't need. So we are really kind of at the point where we are just ready to go. And, you know, it's just, it's all the things. But anyway, excuse me. I don't know. That just left me at a loss for everything. I don't have a lot of faith or confidence in people sometimes, and the actions and the things that they do. Again, that is some tomfoolery. Kind of threw me off of, y'all. I was on a reading path that kind of threw me off, because I was going back in my feelings and I was thinking about that. Moving on, like I said, home stretch. And you know, I've been here for 10 years. 10 years is a long time. I got a lot of memories here, good and bad. My daughter and I finished college while we were here. She got her first real job while we were here. I've had knee surgery. This is where I was diagnosed when I was here. I've lost people. I've gained new people in my life. And there are a lot of memories attached to this little teeny space, this imperfectly perfect space that I call home for 10 years. And just a lot of emotion and feeling attached to everything that's here. When I moved into this condo, it was completely furnished, and it was a pain in the ass, to say the very least. While her old real estate agent listed things on Craigslist and had people traipsing through here all the time and looking at it, and I told her after a while that was it, because that was another thing on the list. She did not remember any of the furniture. And you know what? That's good, but I'm not taking it with me. It's not mine. I purchased a couple of things from her, and the actual only thing I did purchase from her that I still have is the table. Everything else I donated or got rid of, it wasn't working. And you know what? I think it's better that I go with the clean slate. So with that said, that's why I did my post this week about my dining room. My dining room table will be here, I think, tomorrow, today. No, wait. either today or tomorrow, it'll be here. And I don't have anywhere to put it. It's like no room up in here. But I'm trying to do everything fresh and start new. And I've been, you know, making plans about how I can do the least amount of damage to the walls and to the units as possible. I found a curtain solution because the place where we're going has no holes in the walls to hold curtain rods because they have shades. But you still want curtains because they're beautiful and they're decorative. I mean, that's all they are. But because we're in a 16-story high-rise, all of our units here are metal, which means I can use magnetic curtain rods and still get the aesthetic and make it look nice and make it home. Trust me, those blog posts are coming. I cannot wait. It's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of anxiety and excitement and stress, and it's all those good things that come along with moving. But I do want to say that last week, and just like the week before, what I'm taking away from this is patience. I am trying to learn patience above all else. I am taking that away this week, where I am just trying to be patient and not pass judgment on people for their actions towards me. Look, the people that I am pouring my heart out to y'all about right now, I don't have to atone for the things that they're doing. They do. They have to atone for the things that they are doing and their actions during this process. All I got to do is do me, live my life, and praise Jesus. That's all I got to do. So, yeah, it's been a bumpy ride, but you know, I'm getting through it, and I'm getting through it with my head held high. And with grace and all those wonderful things that are bestowed upon me, you know, it's just a good thing. I'm getting ready to wrap this up and end this. You know, I can't stress this enough, that God's grace is ever present in my life as I learn to be at peace with the way that things are going. And that's what I have to take with me all the time, every day. I got to just put it on my hip pocket and just, you know, right, yeah, and carry that on around with me, because that's just what I have to do. But yeah, so with that, I will end here. Sorry for the rambling, y'all. I just thinking about this week, last week, I'm telling you, really got me pissed. It really did. So again, thank you for listening to The Rambling. I love y'all. Thank you for hanging with me today. And again, if you haven't subscribed, please come on in and join the family. I got some fun things coming up on the blog. I got some projects. I got some stuff that I want to do and all that wonderfulness. You know, I'd love to have you. So come on, stay for a while. Come on, pull up a chair, get a plate, you know, something like that. But anyway, yeah. So with that said, and as I always say, have a great week, have a blessed week, and know thyself.